Early childhood specialist Irving Lazar does not hide his opinions about planned changes by the Bush administration to Head Start, a federal program started in the 1960s to help poor children.
It has been under attack from the right from the very beginning, though. In the earliest days, it was seen as somehow a democratic device by Republicans because it dealt with poor people who tend to vote Democratic if they vote.
Lazar, who researched the effectiveness of Head Start for some of the original participants, does not agree with Bush plans to put the emphasis on preparing the Head Start children academically for reading.
Children really are not ready to or eager to read until they get to be about eight. Sure, some of them very early and some of them much later. So it's the wrong time to try and teach it.
Lazar says Head Start would shut down if it's moved from the Department of Health and Human Services to education.
Because the government doesn't operate education programs. It distributes the money to the states, and the states are then pretty much free to do with it what they want. I know of no case, and I have looked, I've been watching these programs, federal supported education programs for over 40 years. I know of not a single case where a school district has or a state department has been held accountable because they used federal money in ways other than was intended.
Lazar, a Kennedy Center scholar, says he fears for the children because many of today's leading professionals, including some well-known media stars, came through Head Start. I'm Amory Dear Owens reporting.